हेलो। हे मीता, आई एम गॉड, थैंक यू। आई थिंक ड्राफ्टिंग मेड फॉर यू ओनली। या आई जस्ट सेंड इट टू यू। सॉरी फॉर द कंफ्यूजन, इट वाज नॉट अ वीक सेल्फ फॉर श्योर। Yeah, they are casual and I just took it as an estimate. Both are casual. I just took it as an estimate. That's it. Yeah, see, they both are casual. I'm not going to they are not working every day. Even just I took it as an estimate. If they are working full time or so, for example, whole month, I'm keeping them engaged. I thought it might be like that way. So if you are looking for their hourly rate, it's 30K. 30, sorry, $30 per hour. See, you can consider it like because last week they just work for one day until now, and that too for 4 hours each. Okay. Sure. Makes sense, yes, completely understandable. But yeah, see, I was thinking of like are looking for like how much is estimate and all, so I just keep it as an estimate. Sorry, because this is first time I'm feeling any insurance, and some things are going on in here at my end. That okay, so now you need some other information. Do I need to do refill the form? You want me to re again? Okay, I did it. Okay, not annual estimate. I just put it like until now what we have earned. That estimate is the date. I sent it to you, the document, yesterday or the day before yesterday. I just check is until that amount what have we received. That is like up to 8th of September what we received. I just quote that. I added that amount. Not really, like it is not. No, I just keep it from July new financial year to the date of 8th of October. Yes, you can keep it easy, like that way. Because I thought it might be just because how much we are earning right now, so I just mentioned the same amount, nothing else. See, as I told you. Makes sense. Yes. 30, 30. Yes. Yeah, I'm
Okay. Fine. Yes.
I know very well. Yes, they are living overseas. They're just they are doing some of my admin works. No, I already take care, but and there is a option over there to mention, so I just mention everything. Sure, no problem. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. And what about voluntary staff as well? Do I need to add them as well? There's some students, trainees, voluntary staff. For workers' compensation claim, yes. Do I need to add them too? No, workers' compensation insurance. Do I need to add my trainee staff as well? Do I need to list them too? No, they are voluntary. Yes, uni. There's okay, just wanted to clarify. So would you like to also do this workers' compensation claim insurance or no? No, I need to send that. Yes, no problem. Can you just send me the code for that as well, please? Thank you. One last question, because this is something which is quite, because we are the outsourcing partner, we are managing the company's staff members as well, directly or indirectly. So do I need to worry or add them as well? Because some client have 60 staff, someone have 30 or 20 or 10, 8, 7, like that. Yes, I mentioned this thing, we are the outsourcing partner for HR. True. Yes, I'm not saying their wishes. I'm just yes, means even managing instance, even we suggest or do the termination to recruiting them or inductions and all that stuff. So Okay, sure. So just I would like to know whether I need to add them as on my workers' compensation insurance as well or no. I'm just being worried about all this stuff. Sure. No problem. Thank you.